This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. India and the Maldives today held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Male. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohammad Muizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both the nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Muizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and development projects across the country. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both the countries today signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. In a joint statement with President Dr. Mohammad Muizu, Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear. He added that the mutual cooperation in defense and security reflects the mutual trust between the nations.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का परिचायक है रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग जिसका आज उद्घाटन किया जा रहा है यह ट्रस्ट की कंक्रीट इमारत है हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग दे हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Prime Minister Modi emphasized that peace, stability and prosperity in the Indian Ocean region is a shared goal. He announced that both the nations will work together to strengthen regional maritime security at the Colombo Security Conclave. He noted that both the countries have taken several steps to accelerate their economic partnership and a bilateral investment treaty to promote mutual investment will be finalized soon.
हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी को गति देने के लिए हमने कई कदम उठाए हैं आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही bilateral investment treaty फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क टू प्रॉस्पेरिटी लोकल करेंसी सेटलमेंट सिस्टम से रुपये और रुपया में सीधे व्यापार कर सकेंगे
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Maldives is very timely and productive. While addressing a special press briefing in Mali, he stated that for the first time, a line of credit will be extended to the Maldives in Indian rupees. Both the houses were adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the house. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the house to function. Clashes reportedly continued at several areas along the Thailand-Cambodia border areas, with Cambodian forces conducting sustained bombardment utilizing heavy weapons, field artillery and BM-21 rocket systems. Thai forces responded with appropriate supporting fire in accordance with the tactical situation and issued advisories to local civilians to avoid entering areas of clashes. According to the deputy spokesperson of the Thai Ministry of Public Health, 14 Thai people were killed and 46 others injured in military clashes near the Thailand-Cambodia border last night. The Indian Embassy in Thailand had advised all the Indian travellers to Thailand to check updates from Thai official sources, including TAT Newsroom, in view of the situation near Thailand-Cambodia border. In cricket, hosts England were leading by 157 runs in their first innings against India on day 3 of 4 tests of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. England were 515 for 5 in their first innings a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.